KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
Sports, sports,
sports,
sports.
So they just sit there and talk about sports?
Weird at all, but we'll try to make it fun. I know, you're surprised hearing this at 10 o'clock in the morning. We're surprised to be here. Let's do this. It's a Tuesday on the Blitz.
Shall we begin?
Live from the Gow Studios in Houston, Texas. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for a Tuesday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe. With me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, A.J. Hoffman, Chocolate Braveheart, Tyler Scott, so good he doesn't have a nickname. If you want to get in, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Well, usually you can, but Aaron's not here to respond to your messages, so never mind. You can get us on Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Tyler Drew Scott. You can also text the show. You know the number for that, 713-780-3776. And you can also watch us on the Twitch channel. If you go to ESPN975.com and click on Twitch, or if you go to Twitch and click on ESPN975.com, put your comments in the chat room. We'll be happy to read them if they're any good. And we're doing an early show today because Astros are on this afternoon. I kind of feel like I'm supposed to go previously on the bench. And by previously, I mean in the last hour. But no, it's us. What's going on, Hoffman?
Sports and stuff, man. What's going on with you, Freddie?
The same. The same. Ready to rock and roll?
Yeah, I'm feeling good. I haven't exhausted myself doing my other job all day like I normally have, so it's a good day.
So, yeah, you're still kind of excited.
I'm still fresh. The day is still young.
Yeah. Well, it is weird being in this time slot, but it's kind of cool because now when we're done, I've got a whole – I mean, I can just go enjoy myself this afternoon. I could pull a Granato and go play golf.
Yeah.
Go play poker and just be John Granato.
Perfect.
That would be a good life. Actually, I think I'm gonna do something I haven't done in a long time. I'm going to go watch the Astros game at a bar somewhere with a bunch of people.
How do we look, Dell?
He's straightening it out. So you don't want an answer. Yeah, of course we don't want an answer. We know how we look.
We know how you look. I'm looking good. I'm feeling strong today, Fred.
Okay, right. That's good for you.
Haters gonna hate. That's all right.
Yeah, well, but yeah, I'm thinking I'm going to go watch a game at a bar.
Where at? Let the people know so they can come.
It kind of depends because I'm at the point where I don't want to be around a lot of people. So if it's too crowded, I'm going to go to a place that's less crowded. So like I'm probably going to go to Little Woodrow's. And then if that's too crowded, Eighth Wonder. And if that's too crowded, I'll go to True Anomaly. And if that's too crowded, I'll go to Around the Corner. But it'll be somewhere in East Downtown.
So, okay.
So if you're out and about in East Downtown and then want to hang out, then
come visit Fred.
I'll be at one of those places. I just haven't made up my mind yet. Just depends on how I feel.
Okay.
So, Giants Bane says, this almost feels like a throwback to the lunchtime show. I do miss that time slot because...
Well, because then you have the rest of the day to do whatever you want.
Yeah.
And you don't have to wake up super early.
Right. It is kind of perfect.
Yeah.
Because you can sleep in if you need to, if you're hungover. And then when it's over, if you want to go day drink, you can do that. You can go play golf. You can get a round of golf. That's the one thing I miss. Because you really can't do that in our time slot, even during the summer.
I think it was my wife who broke it down to me because when I was considering taking this job, one of the things in the cons category was being on in middays. And, you know, at the time I was doing really, really well in Austin. And I'm thinking, listen, I'm a big star. What are we talking about here, middays? My wife said, listen, you're not going to have to wake up early. You can stay up as late as you want at night, and you're going to have your afternoons free. What's the problem?
And you get to work with the best guy in the city. You should
and
know.
I said, you know what? You're absolutely right. And that's when I realized that I didn't care about being a big star. I cared more about comfort.
Now that you're a big star and you're doing two jobs, you have no comfort.
There's no comfort. Now I have to wake up early and stay here late, and it's no fun.
Yeah, it's funny. I've always kind of wanted to do mornings at some point. I think that's like the last thing maybe if
I think I could do mornings. I think when I did mornings early in my career, I was too young to be doing mornings and I was too single to be doing mornings.
Yep.
And that is a hard life if you're a young single man. It's hard to get up at 4 a.m. and be sharp.
Let me tell you, I was an old single man and it was It was tough. But I feel like, you know, middays we had the number one show in the city. Afternoons we've had the number one show in the city. I'd like to one day have the number one show in the mornings.
Okay.
And just
one
so,
day.
Yeah. Not
maybe today.
Not anytime soon. No.
Oh, I mean, today didn't work?
Not like a few years from now or something.
Okay.
If those guys ever get bored with doing mornings, because it would actually work with our jobs a little better too,
yeah.
Frankly. But yeah, I'm happy to be here though, and ready for the game this afternoon. I think it's going to be a lot of fun. Glad those guys are getting to go to New York. You think they'll make it for game time?
I think so.
Okay. You got a private jet?
Yes.
Oh, good.
You know how Granato is.
Yeah, I know how he rolls. So, a couple things. Baseball game last night, football game last night. Your thoughts?
Disgusted. Is that a fair thought on the football game?
Were you disgusted because the Packers didn't cover, or were you
yes.
disgusted by the
ridiculous
penalties?
Well, I was disgusted kind of
penalties.
By everything. Listen, if you're not going to cover, you know my philosophy. If you're not covering for me, I hope you lose.
Yeah.
They called so many ridiculous penalties. And I'll be honest, if without that last penalty the gave them a first down, Packers are probably having to push for a touchdown there. So,
yeah.
The fact that the Packers played for a field goal.
And the running back goes down, and which was a smart football play.
It was, but dude.
From a gambling perspective.
You're killing me with that.
As soon as he did that, I thought of you. I thought, oh, God, AJ's going to want to kill this cat.
Disgusting. But honestly, they were lucky to even be in a position to win the game. They played horribly. The Lions, I thought the Lions were better than them yesterday.
No, that's it. But the Lions are kind of turning into that team that plays really well and then loses at the end against good teams. And
yeah,
hello, welcome to the Texans world most years. But because I thought they outplayed them, and the calls, it's I hate talking about officiating. I really do. I just wish if these guys were going to be bad at it, I'd rather you miss calls than make bad calls.
Yeah.
Especially bad calls that can't be overturned. And, you know, just start.
And two on the same guy on the same exact mistake.
Well, and that makes you wonder if there's something personal going on there, too. Because that's.
Well, not only that, we talked a lot about. And maybe I'm going too far into conspiracy theory here.
Oh, go for it. It's, we talked it's a lot 10 about o'clock in the morning.
You why that number stayed at three, or actually why it went down. It opens at six, it gets all the way down to 3.5. And we're like, why are people betting on the Lions? Why is big money coming in on the Lions? And things like that happen, and you go, I mean, I'm not saying things are fixed, but man, there's some calls in that game that make you go, they really felt like they needed to make that happen there.
Yeah, I don't know about that, but I do think part of the problem is, and we've talked about this many times, is the lack of any kind of accountability. I mean, a referee should be in the post game doing interviews.
Agreed.
Just like everybody else and answering for why they made the calls that they did. And for some reason, these guys are protected. It's like they're snitches for the police or something. They can get by with whatever they want, never go to prison. And I think at some point you've got to have transparency, especially because of the gambling aspect of this now. Because it's legal and so many more people are doing it, a million people are asking the question you just asked, especially when it comes down to it the way it did. And no, I don't think there's any fix in. But, boy, if you bet either way on that game, you kind of felt like something was up.
It just
and
felt
that's,
weird.
And that's the problem. You've got to have these guys in a room. You've got to ask them questions. They've got to come up and say, well, no, I saw his hand go into his helmet. I must have been at a bad angle. Anything.
Twice?
Yeah, well.
That would have been my retort.
I'd like to hear the answers, but they don't do that. And it's, you know, it's ridiculous. It really is, and it's shameful. And this has been going on for a long time. I mean, and I'll go back to when they had the replacement refs, and everybody was bitching about the replacement refs, and I kept going, guys, you do realize, you know, it's this bad all the time.
Yeah.
And, you know, it stayed this bad. Now everybody's talking about it. And I think that's another one of the good things about gambling is it's going to make people more accountable and it's going to make them question stuff like this. And yeah, it was just absolutely ridiculous. It really was. But it's not just that. When we talked about the Chiefs-Texans game, how many flags were in there?
Yep.
And then how many they didn't call. It's like, give it consistency, man. That's it. That's all we're looking for. You can be consistently bad. Just be consistent. At some point, the NFL has to address. As somebody made that tweeted us earlier today, I think made a pretty good point. Players get suspended for stuff all the time. Why shouldn't refs be?
Do it.
And maybe they are, but we don't know. Right? Because apparently...
I think we'd hear about that.
But no, it's a secret society. If a guy sits out a game, we don't know that he got suspended.
That's true.
It might happen. How often do you go around and say, hey, look, this guy's missing off this crew today?
No, never.
Yeah, me either. But, you know, that's something that... I think we should, you know, we should be told about. Well, I'm going to tell you about something that's even better than that. If you wanted to get in on the action last night, mybookie.ag. You want to get in on the Astros today, mybookie.ag is your place to go. And guys, it's just whatever sport you're into, whatever kind of bet you want to make, mybookie.ag has you covered. They got props, they got in-game, you name it. If you don't like the Astros today, you're getting a nice plus number on the Yankees. Just go on there and click that button. And got to tell you, if you win, you're going to get paid here. That's the best thing. A lot of these online sites, you win money and you never get it out. That's part of the gamble. Well, that's not mybookie.ag. Matter of fact, cashed out last week, no problem, right there in my bank account. And then I had to put some back because I had a really bad weekend. But that's okay. You can go to mybookie and win money. And if you sign up today, they're going to double your first deposit up to $1,000. And they've got all kinds of other initial deposits for you if you want to go in there and try a different plan. Just check all those out. Just use promo code RADIO, and you'll get an exclusive double your money offer. MyBookie.ag, promo code RADIO. Play, win, get paid. MyBookie.
Is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Yes, you heard that right. Doing an hour today, maybe a little more. We'll see how it goes. But the game will be on when we're usually on. And Raheel and those guys had to get out and catch their plane. So figured, what the heck? Let's come in and do an hour of The Blitz. Plus, we just missed you guys. So, a couple things.
Did we, though?
I did. I miss the people when we're not on air.
Oh, I thought you meant... okay. Yeah, I thought you meant the people at this time slot.
No.
We don't care about them.
No, if they can't listen from 4 to 7, then that's...
Yeah.
That's a...
We're very particular
about that. That's a them problem.
Yeah.
Giants Bane asks, does it feel like challenging pass interference is useless? I haven't seen a ref overturn a call yet. We had a discussion about that yesterday. Because I thought Bill O'Brien did the right thing in challenging the offensive pass interference because it was clear. And I just think that they've decided they're not going to overturn it ever. And I think that's a problem. Because you're basically, now you're letting these guys make the rules instead of enforce them. It's kind of like using the executive order as the president. Just going to say, you know what, I'm just going to go ahead and make up my own rules. And you guys have to live with them. So, yeah, I think that's an issue. I do think they should be judicious about overturning pass interference, but if it's obvious, and it happened twice in the Texans game because it was an obvious interference on Kelsey, too, that they didn't overturn. And I'm glad they didn't, because if you overturn that one, then why didn't you overturn the first one? But it's clear they've just made a decision unilaterally that they're not going to overturn any of them.
Did you see that the play, I guess it was in the... I think it was like in the second quarter where the Lions kind of rushed to the line and the Packers ended up calling a timeout. But it was 5 minutes left in the second quarter. The Packers had 13 men on the field.
Yeah, I did see that.
I mean, that's ridiculous. The fact that you've got 13 men out there in formation and, I don't know, are you allowed to call a timeout then, or should a flag be thrown just for even lining up that way?
Well, you're allowed to call a timeout, I think. And I don't have a problem with that if you're going to penalize yourself.
That's got to be an illegal substitution of some kind.
Yeah, yeah, certainly. But that was just...
Lamont tweeted a picture of the ref doing the Lambeau leap, which I think is pretty applicable.
Yeah, but I don't know how you, you know, it. It's one of those things where I don't know why the league is just so. They don't even deal with this stuff. They don't even talk about it. And or do they think we're all this stupid?
Yeah.
That we just can't see this?
Of course.
Okay. You're right.
We are.
We're all dumbs. Oh, man. 713-780-ESPN is your number if you want to get in or you want to text the show. We'll do that. So, what do you see your buddy LeBron James is in the news again?
Oh, I got to be honest. And you know I love LeBron as a player. I think what LeBron did last night was a pretty bad look. And the fact that he, A, is questioning the intelligence of Daryl Morey, that's a weird thing. Like saying he's uneducated on something.
Yeah, that's... Well, first off, whenever you say somebody's uneducated about something, then you're usually wrong. You're in the wrong, and you're using that as a crutch. In this case, I think that's what he was doing, and it makes him look stupid to call Daryl Morey uneducated.
Well, he eventually kind of backtracks a little, and it says, "I don't believe." He says he doesn't know that he doesn't. He thinks that Daryl was ignorant to the consequences of the tweet.
Well, that might be fair, but. Did anybody really know what the consequences were going to be? Did anyone expect that?
No, I don't think so. I can't imagine that they did. But, LeBron has been the guy who, I'm not going to just shut up and dribble, Mr. Super Woke NBA play. Like, he's the face of Woke NBA, which the NBA has been the most woke league up to this situation. And then suddenly, just like everybody else, they're like, oh, well, money's more important than social justice. We've got to swing back the other way on this. And it's a weird look for a guy like LeBron who's been so vocal about things like that when the money's on the table, when there's giant piles of money. And LeBron's got a big percentage of his money coming from China. Make no mistake. He's doing the same thing. And it's really not a great look. If I'm LeBron, and up to this point, he'd been pretty quiet about it. Just stay quiet about it. And, you know, I don't think anybody's asking these NBA players to like, or coaches for that matter, because Steve Kerr, Greg Popovich, they've taken heat for it too. Maybe if you just be like, I'm not commenting on that. Like, I'm not saying you've got to go out and be like, yep, Hong Kong, they're being treated poorly. This is, we got to get this taken care of. This is a civil rights situation. I don't think anybody's asking for them to say that.
I disagree. I think people were criticizing Kerr and Popovich in particular for not addressing it. So now,
had you heard anybody criticize LeBron James for not addressing it?
Yes, actually,
it?
I had.
See, I hadn't. If I'm LeBron James, I'm still not addressing it. You can criticize me all you want. Just don't say anything.
Well, but it really comes off as him bitching because they had a tough time on their road trip because of it. It inconvenienced him more than anything.
I'm sure it did.
And that's where it looks bad. And with all those guys, I mean, they've been really good about commenting on important issues and saying things that needed to be said, whether you agree with them or not. And for all of them to turtle up here it's hypocritical. And it makes, and frankly, I think it's going to make any message they have down the road less believable. And it's not their fault. I mean, you can't mess with, when you do business with a different country, you got to play by their rules. I get that. But, and everybody's kind of getting dragged into a situation that they didn't create. But it's gotten so beyond just the sports world. I was watching John Oliver yesterday, and there's Daryl Morey and the whole China thing. And, of course, he's coming down on the side of Morey and ripping the NBA and all that. And that's fine.
Although, but you can't call it the side of Morey because he's off that side now.
Well, Morey's been quiet, too, and he should be. But, I mean, basically, he was defending Morey.
If he was on that side, he wouldn't have deleted that tweet.
Well, yeah. Yeah, somebody said, LeBron said he could have just waited a week. So it didn't inconvenience him while he was there. That's
a bad look.
Such a bad look. And I don't blame I don't blame these guys for shutting up, because it's basically you're in a tough situation when you do business in a place that doesn't play by your rules. So you have to play by their rules now. And that's when you have to make a decision. Do I want to do this? So 713-780-ESPN. Vita says, as soon as China threatened the NBA money, people were ready to jump on the social justice warriors because they knew they were going to shrivel up like this. I don't really blame them. It's
an onion for sure.
Yeah.
There's just a lot to it.
Yeah, there really is. And there's no way to just say this is right, this is wrong. Although, that's another thing. Oliver pulled a Stephen A. Smith clip where Smith is basically saying how irresponsible Maury was. And that's the thing. This is turned in. People are trying to turn it into sides. And I don't think you can do that.
Yeah.
And the best way to not look bad here is to just not say anything. And poor Adam Silver, you know, his first response, China, he gets ripped by America, then China rips him. And then this is what you're dealing with the Chinese. Did you see the Chinese version of his statement?
No.
Well, go read the original version where he says, while we respect Maury's right to have an opinion, they changed it to basically say that complete disavowing of Daryl Morey. That's what the statement said in Chinese. And it's
shocker that they would change something like that.
Yeah,
up.
Yeah, but that's what you're dealing with. And if you're going to do business with those people in a very public business, and let's not lose sight of the fact that a lot of these guys, a lot of these NBA owners, they're not just doing business with China when it comes to the NBA. They're doing business with China and a lot of other things. There's a lot of tension because of the tariffs and everything. So it's got so many levels to it that it's really hard to just come down and say, these guys are right, these guys are wrong. But I do think that in LeBron's case, he looks stupid.
Yeah.
So.
All right, guys. I got to tell you about my computer career. 51% of Americans are satisfied with their jobs. That means there's only 49% of you not. That's not great. If you're driving to a job that you don't love, if you're not making enough money, if you don't like your boss, why are you still doing it? You've got options. Go to mycomputercareer.edu. Take the free career evaluation today, and you could start your new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months, even with no computer experience or training. They don't care about that, because helping people start a career from scratch is what they do. It's not rocket science. It's My Computer Career. You'll attend classes on campus or live online just twice a week. It's going to be everything you need to get started. And after you graduate, they're going to help you get hired, because they work with hundreds of employers that hire their students. They're nationally accredited. Financial aid is available for those who qualify, including the GI Bill. Classes start soon. Go take the career evaluation now. MyComputerCareer.edu. It's MyComputerCareer.edu.
G'day, Sam Windsor from the Houston Sabercats here. Rugby's simple. Make tackles, hit rucks, score tries. Almost as simple as using the app. Stream ESPN 97.5 from anywhere, even down under.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. A couple things on this, and we'll get some other stuff. It says, as an American, I'd feel a bit uncomfortable if I were in a foreign country and a beef starts with the U.S., so I get that part of LeBron's tweet from Walt. Agreed, but... You know, to call somebody uneducated.
Then how about this? Stop going to countries where you have to feel unsafe. If you're going to a communist country, that's on you. But that's where the money's at.
Well,
so that's where they're going.
Steven says, not commenting on issue one doesn't mean you're wrong on issue two, especially since both issues are completely different. It's not hypocritical. I agree. But what do you think is going to happen the next time Steve Kerr speaks out about anything?
Why didn't you talk about this?
Yeah, he's like... Well, yeah, well, you said that, but why didn't you talk about this? That's just how that's how people are. That's how society is. That's what's going to happen. Is it fair? No. And I'm going to be 100% honest with you here. I get a lot of this. I get a lot of their reluctance because, hey, if Jesus Just Left Chicago suddenly became the number one novel in China, you think I'm sitting there talking about anything other than, oh, I love China.
Really?
They're putting billions in my pocket. Yeah.
Well, if they were putting billions, I guess it's different.
Well, millions. It would be millions. And if that happened, I'd have a hard time being critical, I think. I don't know, because I'm not in that situation. Fortunately, I'm just big in Canada and the U.S. and Australia.
The question would be, like, if you've already got millions and it's putting millions more, is it worth it?
Right. And
especially if you've been outspoken on similar issues that didn't affect your pocketbook.
I do think... Well, I disagree that it didn't affect their pocketbook because I do think they pissed some guys off. But I don't know if those are guys that are necessarily NBA fans. But now you're pissing off NBA fans.
Yeah.
And so it is going to have an impact. But, you know, it's really, I mean, like I said, it's a very complicated situation. It truly
is. For sure.
And, you know, but anybody who kind of says, hey, it's complicated and doesn't address it, then they're getting ripped for, oh, well, I guess you're for human rights violations. So, so if team owners say shut up and dribble, it's wrong and racist. But when sponsors say it, then it's yes, sir. Well, that's
the point.
Yeah. And that doesn't make any of it right.
No.
It really doesn't. But.
And by the way, those are not called team owners anymore, I think.
Oh, yeah. You can't call someone an owner.
Yeah. Why don't you use the proper terminology?
Can't
please?
Use communist anymore now either.
What?
It's it's People's Republic. People's Republic of China. So be respectful.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, well. So your thoughts on today's game?
I mean, obviously, this is a must win for the Astros, right? You can't really afford to lose these Gerrit Cole starts.
No. I think it doesn't mean you're going to lose the series, although I think the game three percentages are on who wins the series are pretty – I don't remember the exact numbers, but it's pretty telling. It doesn't mean you're going to lose the series, but suddenly it's an uphill climb. I think you have to win this game today because you're probably losing game four. And you need to get home field back, too, so you got to win at least one here. And I think they can, but at some point, as great as Cole has been, everybody has a game where they get beat up. And at some point, it's going to happen. You hope it doesn't happen today.
Yeah. So. Well, the great thing is I don't know – I don't think Severino can go all that deep in the game. I mean, when he's in there, obviously he's excellent.
Yeah.
I mean, he is a great pitcher. That said, he pitched 12 innings in the regular season, 4 innings so far in the postseason. They're not going to, and if the Astros are going to be, I'm guessing, going to be incredibly patient at the plate today. They're going to make him work. He threw 83 pitches in the game against Minnesota. Lasted 4 innings. Okay, you're at it. Now, mind you, they had a big lead already, so they're not, and no one's worried about getting the win or getting stats in the postseason.
Yeah.
They decided, you know, that's enough. Let's get him out of here. The Astros need to get him up around that 80 to 85 pitch count and get him out of there. And maybe hope that you can pick on a bullpen that was pretty taxed the other day. So, you know, I don't know that I think that as good as that bullpen is, the Yankees bullpen, I don't think they've got, I mean, other than Aroldis Chapman, do they have anybody you think is a better pitcher than Luis Severino? I don't.
I don't, although it's going to be hard for anybody to be better than Tanaka was in game one.
Yeah, but I'm saying he's not going to pitch.
No.
I'm saying is there anybody in the bullpen available out of the pen
that's
better than Severino?
Yeah, other than Chapman, no. And,
yeah.
And even then...
I mean, because you can make an argument for Tanaka and Paxton, especially considering Severino has pitched so little this year.
Yeah.
But there's nobody other than Chapman in that bullpen that you're like, oh, I'd rather face this, or I'd rather face Severino than this guy. Chapman's the only one, and he gave you 2 innings the other night. He might give you 2 today. Maybe. Besides him, I'd rather see anybody in that bullpen than Severino. So I think the key for the Astros is patience at the plate. Get him up, get his pitch count up, and try and get him out of there. Which I'm sure is
Yeah.
And now, that's an obvious game plan, and I'm sure the Yankees have the same game plan for Gerrit Cole. The difference is Gerrit Cole is... He throws strikes in the zone, which is something that most pitchers... in today's baseball, don't do. There's not a lot of guys throwing strikes at the top of the, particularly at the top of the strike zone, that are actually called strikes. People just can't touch it, which is, I mean, that's what makes it all the more incredible. So it's hard to be patient with Cole up there because he's throwing strikes all the time, damn near. I mean, he's not walking a lot of guys. So you've got to get in there and actually swing the bat. Whereas the Astros, I think, have the luxury, in this, at least in this matchup, of trying to make him go, make Severino go deep into counts and really forcing him to work a little bit.
And I also think at some point they're going to have a big offensive game. I mean, they've really had one inning in the playoffs where they put a bunch of hits together.
Yeah.
At some point that's going to happen. And it may be today, it may be tomorrow. But I think that, you know, as long as Cole keeps pitching at a high level, which I anticipate he will, and they can get to Severino, I think they'll get it done today. And then at some point I want to see the bats blow up. And it may not be tomorrow because of the weather. And obviously, if you haven't been following, there's 100% chance of rain tomorrow in New York. So there's a lot of talk that that game might get pushed back. Now, if it does, it totally changes the rotations because suddenly, instead of throwing your Keedy in a bullpen day, you've got Greinke back out there on normal rest for the first time in a long time.
Well, that knife cuts both ways because now Tanaka's back,
right,
instead of a true bullpen game, which may have actually been a CeCe Sabathia start,
right, right,
or a Jay Happ start, which would have been for the Yankees. So
it benefits both teams, really.
Certainly. But that also means that game seven could potentially be one of those games. It could be a bullpen type game.
Well, I think depending on where you are in the series,
if there's a seventh game, that you know
well,
where you are.
Well, I know, but I'm thinking before that. If you're up 3-2 going to game six, then I think you save your ace for game seven and you do the bullpen game in game six. If you're down, you got to throw your ace. So
yeah,
you get Cole out there twice. So I think it all depends on where you are going in to game six. And that's when you decide which one's your bullpen game.
I'll be honest. I think what the Astros would likely do if that situation were to arise is they would, my guess is, rather than throw Urquidy, I think they'd probably rather put Greinke out there on short rest.
Yeah. Well, try to get three innings out of him.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that's the thing. If you got to that, I mean, it's a good problem to have because you got to a game seven.
Yep.
But I do think that it wouldn't come down to, well, I think it would only come down to that if you basically had to win two in a row and you had to use Cole in game six. And if you did that to get to game seven, hey, that's great. You might bring Verlander back on short rest. You might, you know, you'd have some options there. But ideally, I think it doesn't come to that because you go in up 3-2 and that's when you do your bullpen game. And if you lose that, you got Cole with a chance to go to the World Series. So I think it does change the strategy a little bit should that happen. And who knows, it might rain again.
Yeah.
It's not like it's going to be one day. So, all right, guys, I have to tell you about Allied Outdoor Solutions. With Allied Outdoor Solutions, you've got so many options. You can beautify your backyard with custom outdoor kitchens, patio covers, fire features. And believe me, the wife's already been going over all the stuff that we're going to put in our place. And it's amazing the options they have for you. And they can also renovate your fading pool deck, your patio, your driveway. They can put in that carved stone overlay, and the carved stone overlay is fantastic. It gives you the superior look of real stone on your existing surface for less money. It's 2 times stronger than concrete, and they stand behind it with a 7-year warranty. And they can help you out on both residential and commercial projects. And guess what? You can also, they've got so many payment options for you. They even offer 0% financing for up to 18 months. That's why they're an accredited member of the Better Business Bureau since 2009. They even have an A+ rating. Save yourself the hassle and expense of tearing everything out and starting over and get that carved stone overlay. Stop by the Allied Outdoor Solutions showroom on I-10 and the Beltway today. Or better yet, go check out the Carved Stone Projects photo gallery at AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com. That's AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com or call for a risk-free estimate at 713-465-0400, 713-465-0400.
This is The Blitz.
The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
You're listening. listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz, early version, which just doing this today because game's going to cover up the show, and the guys needed to get out early so they could get to New York. And hopefully Charlie's in and settled, and if he's not, then we'll keep going until he gets set up.
Yeah, Charlie Polillo also on his way to New York.
Yeah.
We got a lot of presents out there in the Big Apple.
Yeah, Lance was already there, and John and Raheel, I guess, were jetting right after their show, so kind of made sense for somebody to fill in for an hour while they get their butts to the airport. Brother Bear, thanks, Morning Blitz. Nestor, turn on my app. Who do I hear? You two degenerates. Would be cool if it was actually 4 p.m. Thanks for the letdown. And Pink Valkyrie saying good morning to me and Chocolate Braveheart. Which,
good morning.
I'm pretty sure she came up with that. I might be wrong. The whole Chocolate Braveheart thing.
I think I came up with that, actually.
I think it might have been Braveheart. She came up with Braveheart, and we added the chocolate, I think is how it worked.
Okay.
Because you just kind of slap a chocolate.
I thought I did something brave. I used to be Chocolate Thunder, and then I did something really brave.
No, you just liked it better. Oh. You liked the idea of Braveheart better.
Mm.
So, looks like the Nationals are pretty much going to coast here and get it done, which... they're going to be able to sit back and set up their pitching however they want. That's going to be a pretty good advantage for the World Series.
Yeah. They are just dominant right now. And
Howie Kendrick.
Yeah.
I mean, you're getting production from guys that you're just going, okay, that's what you have to do to win these things, right?
Well, yeah. And if you didn't believe it before yesterday or before, yeah, when we said this is no walkthrough.
Yeah,
whoever it's going to be, but it's particularly if it's the Nationals, you better believe it now.
Because in particular, if these two teams go seven games and have to kind of scramble their pitching for the first couple, that's going to be a huge disadvantage.
Yeah, you want to take a guess as to how many earned runs the Nationals starting pitchers have given up through three games.
One
less,
a half
less. It would be under
wow
a half.
Yeah, they've been really good in this, and the Cardinals haven't hit very well either. But part of that's because the pitching's been so good, and they've been getting great production from not just Strasburg and Scherzer, and that's, I mean, that they're a scary team for whoever winds up playing them. When you go and you can beat the Dodgers. And, you know, they're just bending the Cardinals over. That's going to be a very interesting team no matter who winds up winning this. And 713 with a real good point. Says the rainout means there would be four straight games with no off day, which also means Boone can't run out a parade of relievers every game like he did.
Exactly.
Yeah, see, that was part of his reasoning in game two. It was like, well, we got a day off tomorrow. We didn't have to use too many guys in game one.
Which is what I never understood because you knew that game four was going to be a bullpen day anyway.
Yeah.
They went into this assuming they were going to go with a three-man rotation, and kind of like the Astros did.
Right.
Knowing that they did not have a firm third starter. And I don't know. I thought it was a mistake. That's why I know I've hammered on it all day yesterday. I think it was a huge mistake to pull James Paxton as early as they did. And in hindsight, the fact that they lost that game anyway makes it even worse. Yeah. But
I understood his reasoning, but I agree with you. It's not. I mean, I think he explained it really well. Doesn't mean he was right to do it.
I don't think it was the right thing.
Boy, the things you guys get caught up on. 409 says watching Fred take sips from his drink from the side of his mouth is what we should be talking about. Only serial killers do that. Try having a big nose and a small can.
That's true.
Fred
does
have
an enormous nose.
There's no choice. If I try to drink straight on with this thing.
Is that something you've worked on from a young age to avoid your nose?
Yeah.
Did you, like, before puberty, were you a cute kid? Like, did that nose come with puberty?
No, I mean, I was a cute kid, but I always had a big nose.
Okay.
And it just got bigger. It gets bigger as you get older. And it's one of the few things that gets bigger as you get older. Yeah. Everything else shrinks. But no, I've always had a big nose, and people have always made fun of me for it. Going back to school, I mean.
God, you were bullied.
I wasn't bullied.
That now.
Per se.
Now we know why. Fred is probably a serial killer. All traces back to this.
Well, sometimes I do wear a clown mask.
Maybe that texture's onto something.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of missing bodies out there.
Yeah, 21 and a third innings, zero earned runs from national starters.
Yeah, that's what we call good.
And Strasburg struck out 12 yesterday. I mean, I don't know what the Cardinals can do. That caller yesterday was like, what do you think about a Cardinals coming? No, I think that ain't happening.
Not the way those guys are pitching. Well, it's not happening now at 3-0. That's happened all of once.
Well, and that it would have to happen with beating Scherzer and Strasburg in 6-7.
Yeah. So
I mean, that'd be like the Astros getting up 3-0 and the Yankees having to come back and beat Verlander and Cole in 6-7. Yeah. It's highly unlikely.
Yeah, I think realistically, you want to get one win in the series.
Yeah,
I think that's your best hope at this point. All right, so do we? Is Charlie all set up?
What's our situation?
What's going on?
Charlie should be arriving to the station right about now.
All right,
and he should be getting settled in. So whenever I hear from him, I'll let you know.
Good. We've worked enough today.
Yeah, this has been a grueling 53 minutes.
I'm exhausted.
I got to tell you, man, these one-hour shows, brutal.
It's very tough.
No, actually, we're about to go do some sports map videos. So if you didn't, if you didn't get enough of your fix today.
I wish I could keep doing the show.
Well, and there's some great stuff on sports map today, including all your Astros stuff and my column apologizing to Bill O'Brien, sort of. And then tomorrow I have a great column that you guys are all going to love or hate, because that's my new goal is I want to be Stephen A. Smith. I'm just going to be wrong about stuff, but be loud about it.
That's the way to do it.
I think that's my new strategy. So, but I have a fun column coming tomorrow. I didn't want to post it in the middle of Astro stuff because it'll get lost. But when you get up for your coffee in the morning, hopefully you'll be entertained. And if you'd ask any hockey plays tonight, I have not looked at hockey, and I'm taking a couple days off because I had such a bad weekend on football that I'm devoting all my study time over the next 2 days to football. Then once I have my plays ready for the weekend, I'll do some hockey later in the week.
But maybe you should not devote as much time to football and devote more time to hockey.
Yeah, it's you know how it is. You have a bad week, you double down. I mean, I don't like having a, I don't like coming off back to back bad weeks. So I'm reevaluating everything.
All right.
So, but yeah, because it does take a little time to run the hockey numbers. Not much, but right now, you know, I've got to get my football house in order first. So it's just, you know, I take losing hard. I really do.
Fair enough.
But it's like anything else. If we do a bad show, I focus on, hey, what do we got to fix here? And spend time on doing that first, and then I get to the other stuff. So so I apologize for not having hockey plays. But all right, so Charlie is on location, is getting set up. So you'll get the full Palillo show, and then you'll get 2 hours of the usual suspects.
And then you'll get ALCS Game 3. Quick programming note, and this is a bummer to me as much as it will be to you guys. If there is a Game 6 on Saturday, we won't carry it on our station. I'm afraid to say, because Game 6 will be covered up by Texas Fightin' Aggie Football. And we have to play that, so yeah. We won't be able to play Game 6, unfortunately.
They're a very good partner for us. And
so you'll have to watch on television that game.
Yeah.
Don't listen to it anywhere else. That'd be ridiculous.
Well, why would you? Because it always...
Unless you've got Sirius.
Yeah.
And you can catch the national feed, but that's all you want to hear anyway. You guys know the deal with this radio broadcast.
Otherwise, you know, if you listen to it on another station, it sounds like somebody's talking through a soup can.
Right. But if there is a Game 7... That will be on our air Sunday night. And if there's not a Game 7, you'll hear the Cowboys game on our air anyway. Cowboys-Eagles.
So good stuff no matter what.
No matter what.
And you know what? It's not going to go to Game 6 because the Astros are winning the next three.
You think so? That's your official Fred Fowler guarantee?
No, it's not my Fred Fowler guarantee. It's my Fred Fowler hope.
Okay. All right. You're doing the John Granato thing.
I am. Well, it's he would be here, so I've got to pay a little homage, don't you think? All right, that is going to wrap it up. Charlie Palillo up next. We'll be back on at 4 tomorrow. Till then, stay sportsy, bitches.
Stay up to date with the latest innovations hitting the city of Houston by visiting innovationmap.com or follow them on any of your social media platforms. Just search Innovation Map.